Welcome back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I thank God for all of you being here today. See what our entrance antiphon for John the 23rd, for his optional memorial, was today. I did all this morning. I looked at it, and I can't remember now. The Lord chose him for himself as high priest, and opening his treasure house, made him rich in all good things. Prepare us to pray, O Lord, most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and grant us the Holy Spirit on the whole world. The Lord chose him for himself as high priest, and opening his treasure house, made him rich in all good things. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. We have the powerful and moving Psalm 137 about the agony of the people sent into exile and the unconditional hope in God's love. God's love above all other things, even his own beloved Son. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps, for it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, when they said, tear it down to its foundations. O Babylon, destroyer, he is happy who repays you the ills you brought on us. He shall seize you and dash your children on the rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. How wonderful you are, Lord God. How great and unsurpassable, and you got me through this day. I just can't believe how much work there was still yet to be done to finish out these classes the last few days of class. I don't know why I'm feeling so tired, but anyway, I thank God, and we have this exciting final passage. We're finishing out the first letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy today. A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. The final exhortation is the caption the church has chosen. Man of God that you are, flee from all this. Instead, seek after integrity, piety, faith, love, steadfastness, and a gentle spirit. Fight the good fight of faith. Take firm hold of the everlasting life to which you were called, when in the presence of many witnesses you made your noble profession of faith. Before God, who gives life to all, and before Jesus Christ, who in bearing witness made his noble profession before Pontius Pilate, I charge you to keep God's command without blame or reproach until our Lord Jesus Christ shall appear. This appearance God will bring to pass at his chosen time. He is the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no human being has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and everlasting rule. Amen. Tell those who are rich in this world's goods not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth. Let them trust in the God who provides us richly with all things for our use. Charge them to do good, to be rich in good works and generous, sharing what they have. Thus they will build a secure foundation for the future, for receiving that life which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard what has been committed to you. Stay clear of worldly idle talk and the contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. In laying claim to such knowledge, some men have missed the goal of faith. Grace be with you. Responsory prayer. Since you have received Jesus as Christ and Lord, live in him, be rooted and built up in him, so that you may grow ever stronger in the faith you were taught and be filled with thanksgiving. Do not store up for yourselves an earthly treasure, but store up heavenly treasure and be filled with thanksgiving. Lucky us, we have a very special second reading proper to the feast of St. John the 23rd, and it's from the addresses of St. John the 23rd. In the solemn inauguration of the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council on the 11th of October, 1962. Wow, that's today. How many years ago? 63 years ago, right? To the day. The Church is the most loving mother of all. It's the caption the Church has chosen. Today, venerable brethren, is a day of joy for Mother Church. Through God's most kindly providence, the longed-for day has dawned for the solemn opening of the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council here at St. Peter's Shrine, and Mary, God's Virgin Mother, on this feast day of her noble motherhood, gives it her gracious protection. Certain it is that the critical issues, the thorny problems that wait upon man's solutions, have remained the same for almost 20 centuries. And why? Because the whole of history and of life hinges on the person of Jesus Christ. Either men anchor themselves on him and his church, and thus enjoy the blessings of light and joy, right order and peace, or they live their lives apart from him. Many positively oppose him and deliberately exclude themselves from the church. The result can only be confusion in their lives, bitterness in their relations with one another, and the savage threat of war. In these days, which mark the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, it is more obvious than ever before that the Lord's truth is indeed eternal. Human ideologies change. Successive generations give rise to varying errors, and these often vanish as quickly as they come, like mist before the sun. The Church has always opposed these errors and often condemned them with the uttermost severity. However, today, Christ's bride prefers the balm of mercy to the arm of severity. She believes that the present needs are best served by explaining more fully the purport of her doctrines rather than publishing condemnations. Not that the need to repudiate and guard against erroneous teaching and dangerous ideologies is less today than formerly, but all such error is so manifestly contrary to the rightness and goodness and procedures and produces such fatal results that our contemporaries show every inclination to condemn it of their own accord, especially the way of life which repudiates God and his law and which places excessive confidence in technical progress and an exclusively material prosperity. It is more and more widely understood that personal dignity and true self-realization are of vital importance and personal and worth every effort to achieve. More important still, experience has at long last taught men that physical violence, armed might, and political domination are no help at all in providing a happy solution to the serious problems which affect them. The great desire, therefore, of the Catholic Church is in raising aloft the council, at this council, the torch of truth, is to show herself to the world as the loving mother of all mankind, gentle, patience, and full of tenderness and sympathy for her separated children. To the human race oppressed by so many difficulties, she says what Peter once said to the poor man who begged for alms. Silver and gold I have none, but what I have, that I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. In other words, it is not corruptible wealth, nor the promise of earthly happiness that the Church offers the world today, but the gifts of divine grace, which, since they raise men up to the dignity of being sons of God, are powerful assistance and support for the living of a more fully human life. She unseals the fountains of her life-giving doctrine, so that men, illuminated by the light of Christ, will understand their true nature and dignity and purpose. Everywhere, through her children, she extends the frontiers of Christian love, the most powerful means of eradicating the seed of discord, the most effective means of promoting concord, peace, justice, and universal brotherhood. Wow. So I would always have some commentary, but honestly, I'm just wanting it to stand alone tonight, in part because I'm running out of time to get back to sleep. But the responsory prayer is, Jesus said to Simon, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." God has established it forever, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Let's see what we have in way of some evening prayers for Saturday or for Sunday. You know, they have two sets of Sunday evening prayer intercessions, one for the night before and one for the night of. And only sometimes are they the same. Everyone who waits for the Lord finds joy. We pray to him. Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us. Faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, you washed away our sins in your blood. Make us always remember your wonderful works. You called men to be heralds of your good news. Make them strong and faithful messengers of your kingdom. King of peace, send your spirit on the leaders of the world. Turn their eyes toward the poor and suffering. Protect and defend those who are discriminated against because of race, color, class, language, religion, and all other categories, that they may be accorded the rights and dignity which are theirs. May all who died in your love share in your happiness with Mary, our mother, and all your holy ones. Pray for all the intentions of your hearts and for all the intentions of Mary's heart, that we may all be one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty, ever-living God, who in Pope St. John the 23rd have given a living example of Christ, the Good Shepherd, to shine throughout the whole world. Grant us, we pray, that through his intercession we may joyfully pour out an abundance of Christian charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. Our God, we pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo, who has succeeded also to this high office in the Church, and for his intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Have for my partial plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory, asking God to show his wonderful and bountiful mercy again in forgiving all of my sins, and helping us all to walk with you more and more. Almighty and ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us, to pardon what conscience dreads, and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O Almighty and Eternal God, who, throughout all the world, made in blessed Pope John a living, radiant example of Christ the Good Shepherd, grant us, we ask, that through his intercession we may be enabled to pour out an abundance of Christian charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.